Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good to see all of you who are gathered here today. I know it's difficult to get to church when you were just here 2 days ago, but I'm glad to see those of you who are here in person, and welcome to those joining us more remotely. The only announcement that I have is Monday, 12 to 1, Food Pantry. We have Ann and Buck Gilbert as our volunteers. Are there any other announcements? It's going to be a rather quiet week here. Of course, things resume the following week, when you have to remember we'll have the men's breakfast and we'll have food pantry, of course, and we'll have our prayer shawl ministry and all sorts of things as usual here at St. Luke's. I'm going to invite those of you who are able to stand for our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, Good Christian Friends Rejoice. It is number 288. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Thank you. the light of your wisdom, O God, and open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we may think and act according to your good will, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the readings.
God speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the third chapter of 1 Samuel. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she has made to the Lord." And then they would return home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read Psalm 148 responsively. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created.
Who made them stand fast forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and fog.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars,
wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds,
sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world,
young men and maidens, old and young together,
let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven.
The Lord has raised up strength for his people and praise for all his servants,
the children of Israel who are near
the Lord. Hallelujah.
The second reading is from the third chapter of Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I need two volunteers. Why do I hear uh-oh when I ask for things like that? Preferably one from this side, one from the other side. Oh, good. I have Jan over here. Who wants to be my... Come on forward. Because you're going to have to ask for help from the other people who are not coming forward. Wonderful. We now have our contestants for our game, Family of God Feud. Okay, that is what we are playing, Family of God Feud, just so that we avoid any problems with the actual family feud. If you remember, some of you, I handed out a questionnaire asking for your favorite holiday songs, your favorite memories. Guess what? That's going to be the questions. So if you remember the Family Feud game, we're not exactly going to play it like that, but we are going to have categories. Our first category is favorite holiday song. The top three answers are on the board. You can't see it. I know you can't because it's numbered 1, 2, and 3.
Oh.
So the top three answers are on the board.
One.
You're gonna okay. What do you think? Well, how this is going to work is that you are going to confer with your side of the room. You with your side of the room. You are going to come up with what you think are the top three answers. Okay. Wait a minute. We have to have an orderly way of doing this. Someone, I think you're going to have to say ding-a-ling. Okay, what do you think is one of the responses?
Silent Night.
Silent Night is the number one answer. 12 people voted for Silent Night. Would you like to go on, or would you like to give this to Jan? So Silent Night, number one answer. Player pass.
I'll go to Jan.
All right, Jan, you need to confer with your group.
Favorite song?
Yeah.
What do you think? Of the 27 responses that I received.
Oh, Holy Night.
Indeed. Was number 2 with 4 responses. Would you like to play or pass?
Pass.
All right. You need to confer with your side of the room. What do you think is answer number 3? Carol of the Bells is not one of the responses, so it passes to Jan.
Hark the Herald Angels.
No, that's not it either.
Joy to the Little Town of Bethlehem.
Joy to the World.
No.
Jingle Bells.
What's that one?
Joy to the World.
Jingle Bells.
No, one more try.
Silver Bells.
No, it is not. One last one.
What child is this?
Yes. All right. We made it through that round. Strangely enough, these were the only three songs that had more than one person offering it as a favorite. Now, bonus round. There were two songs that were about reindeer. What do you think those two songs were?
Red.
No, passes to Jan.
Grandma got another
Is that your answer? Yes, that is. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. There was one more. And I know who offered Grandma got run over by a reindeer. This other person makes me a little curious. It was Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. Go figure. Yes, yeah, somehow Rudolph was not in the mix. All right, let's move on to favorite holiday tradition.
Just say
anything. I have to remember.
Favorite food?
You know, I'm going to give you that number because number two on the responses was baking and eating food.
So what are we doing?
Going to church on Christmas.
Going to church on Christmas Eve was indeed the number one answer. All right, we have two more answers on the board. I have to remember what they are because I should know this.
Shopping for gifts.
No, shopping for gifts was not one of them. So it passes to you. Yes, two more answers on the board.
Christmas and baking. What are other favorite holidays?
Visiting grandma.
Visiting a family.
That's close enough. That was number four. Just being together. And that leaves us with one more answer. I actually heard it from someone in the crowd out there.
Caroling.
That is exactly right. Number three. So you can see Christmas Eve services, baking and eating food, singing carols or music, and being together. Those were the favorites. All right. Let's go to people mentioned most frequently by relationship. Parents. Let's see. Parents was the number two answer. I'm going to accept that. Yes, even though it didn't come from you. Grandparents was the number one answer. Who else do you think was mentioned by relationship?
Children.
Children was the number three answer. There's one more.
Neighbors.
No, it wasn't neighbors.
Siblings?
Ah, very good. Siblings was the number four answer. Of course, there were assorted other answers like cousins and such, but that was it. And let's just do... I have to think. Since this game's turning out to be a little harder than I thought it would be. Favorite Christmas memory. We have five answers on the board.
Opening presents.
No, actually, that wasn't one of the top answers. So what do you think? What do you think were the top answers of Christmas memories?
Being with family.
Being with family. That generic being with, doing things with family was the number one answer. What else do you think we have?
Caroling.
I have to look through that. I don't believe was one of them. Nope.
Carving the turkey.
No, strangely enough, the turkey didn't make it onto the list.
Children's program.
No, that was there. You know, I'm gonna give you Christmas services just because we need to move this game along a little bit. No, that showed up, but it wasn't a top answer. So two more. One's kind of generic. One actually just named... I'll give you a hint. Both of these name people. One of them...
Santa.
Santa was number four. And who else?
Baby Jesus.
No, Baby Jesus unfortunately did not make the list. But another... These are people, this one. Remember the number one answer from before?
Grandparents.
That's it. All right. Thank you so much for playing Family of God, you. Now, why am I doing all this? First, because I want to have a little bit of fun. And second, because of our gospel reading today. It tells us that Mary treasured all these things in her heart. And we hear that over and over again in the Gospel of Luke. We hear that she treasures all of these memories that she has of Jesus. It seems like only yesterday we were celebrating the birth of Jesus, and he's already 12 years old today. Time just goes by, doesn't it? It goes by faster and faster every year that I get older. How can my children be the ages that they are? How's that possible that my oldest one is 35 when I'm only 26? I don't understand this at all. And I think of Mary and Joseph losing Jesus. Have any of you lost one of your children? Even temporarily? One of mine was an escape artist. She was always, every time I was in the supermarket, she was someplace else. Throwing a fit when she'd pull something off the shelf that she wanted and I didn't want her to have it. And she would just throw herself on the ground and have a fit. And I learned it was easier just to step over her and keep on going. And then she would run down the aisle, throw herself down, and just keep this up until she wore herself out. And I could then put her in the cart and we could finish. That was not a happy memory at the time. But it's a happy memory now. And I think of Mary and how she pondered things in her heart. It doesn't say that she made sense out of them. It says that she pondered them. She treasured them and she pondered them. All of the experiences that she had in Jesus' childhood. The idea of having an angel come to you to tell you that you're going to have a son and you're going to name him Jesus. Doesn't happen to us every day. The idea that she had to travel all the way to Bethlehem to give birth to her child. To have shepherds come. And then wise men bringing strange and costly gifts. And she treasured all those things in her heart. And to lose him. And to wonder where he was. And to look among the relatives and the friends and not find him. And to go all the way back to Jerusalem and find him there talking to the people who had the great learning, asking them questions, answering their questions, and to have him say what he said. Didn't you know that I needed to be in my father's house? And even though she didn't necessarily understand completely what he meant by that, she treasured these things in her heart. And she pondered over them and all the other experiences that she would have while Jesus was on this earth. I'm sure that she treasured many of them and pondered them in her heart. So much about Jesus' life is not recorded in our scriptures. They're not meant to be a biography of Jesus. There's so many things I wish I knew. What was his favorite pet? Did the children ever tease him? And what did he do about it? What was his favorite scripture passage? So many things that I wish I knew, but apparently they're not necessary for us to know, or they would have been recorded. I think of the memories that we treasure in our hearts. And so I asked for some of those memories from you. And the responses that I received from this church and from the UCC are touching. In favorite Christmas memories, here are some of them. Traveling to Grandma's house far away at Christmas time. The anticipation, the joy of being with extended family. Being able to come home from Omaha in nursing school by airplane in 1958. Waiting for my grandparents to arrive so we could open our gifts. Proposing to my first wife on Christmas Eve. Mom and dad and sisters around the tree. Playing in snow on Christmas Day. Crying when I sat on Santa's lap. Reading the night before Christmas. Christmas Eve services, lighting of candles. Watching the children open presents and they're seeing Santa. the live nativity display in Yankton, South Dakota, sledding with cousins at the ranch on Christmas Day, our children doing programs for the family on Christmas Eve. And here's a long one. Many years ago, I went as usual to volunteer in the Hope Food Pantry in Austin, Texas. It was the last Thursday we'd be open before Christmas. When I arrived, there was already a long line of clients waiting. When I opened the door, the first people in line were a young Hispanic couple. The woman was hugely pregnant, and they were so very young. The man gave me a beaming smile and said, "We need Pampers, baby coming soon." Luckily, someone had just donated a box of newborn diapers. I stepped back and said, "Come in. That's what we're here for." And then I asked for favorite memories of being with family or friends. One said, "They are all special." When I just don't have a favorite because being with family with whoever could be there. Lots of food and happy times. Going to Florida on Christmas break to spend Christmas with my grandparents. Dodgeball with sisters and cousins in the basement waiting for Santa to arrive. My mother's game of guessing answers to fun Christmas facts and the Bible story. Love, hugs, good food, remembering the birth of Jesus. So far, 40 plus years being with my wife on every Christmas. Decorating the Christmas tree. Sharing Christmas Day at the ranch with great food and drink with children running through the legs of adults. Our Danish Christmas Eve suppers and the family making kleiner. And then I asked her favorite holiday traditions. Decorating inside and out, so cheery. Setting up the Christmas village. Opening presents on Christmas Eve after Christmas Eve service. My grandmother's Christmas pudding. Putting snow babies out. I have no idea what a snow baby is, so someone can tell me about that later. Church on Christmas Eve. Baking with family and listening to Christmas music. And giving. When the kids were home, it was having fondue on Christmas Eve. Holiday monkey bread. The lighting of Advent candles. Jesus' birthday cake. Gathering with friends and family and sharing food. Midnight mass and choir. Children's programs, especially church. All the goodies. Black-eyed peas and collard greens on New Year's. Silent Night, sung at the end of the Christmas Eve service with everyone holding a candle. All of these memories, and so many more. So many memories that we have of times gone by, of family and friends, some of whom are no longer with us. All of these things that we treasure in our hearts. For me, it helps to understand how Mary treasured and pondered the events in her life. I can imagine her as years went by recounting those tales, especially to this person named Luke who was going around gathering stories of Jesus to put into what eventually became our Bible. And it's a good thing to sit and ponder, especially at this time of year, to go over old photographs, to sit around the table and recall stories. And then we need to move forward. We need to move forward and do what Jesus did, to be about our Father's business. And let me share a poem with you by theologian Howard Thurman entitled, "When the Song of the Angels is Stilled," because I believe it sums up what it means to be about our Heavenly Father's business. when the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. Amen. And let us join together in our hymn of the day, That Boy Child of Mary. It is number 293. Of our top three songs. So starting, should we start at the bottom and work our way up? Yeah. That would be starting with What Child Is This? One verse of What Child Is This? We'll give you a moment.
Thank you.
just one verse. Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Joining our voices with the heavenly host and Christians throughout time and space, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. You come to us in gatherings of your church across the globe. Unite us with those who celebrate your birth even when they are weighed down by grief, loss, poverty, hunger, or injustice. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You come to us in the diverse splendor of the universe. Grant us the humility to trust our place in the network of creation, that we live in service to you in the natural world. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You come to us through relationships of many kinds, families, friendships, communities, and nations. Guide us in these relationships, that we recognize the Christ child in one another and show your love to those most vulnerable. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You come to us through people whom the world forgets. Poor shepherds and an imprisoned Paul announced your good news. Send your spirit to all who are imprisoned, struggling with addiction, unwell, or in any need this day, especially those on our prayer chain and those whose names we lift to you right now. And for these and all that we name in the quietness of our heart, merciful God, receive our prayer. You come to us in acts of justice and forgiveness. Open our hearts to forgive one another without permitting injustice. Supply us with the wisdom to be clothed with love, binding all things together in perfect harmony. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You come to us through those who have died, yet live with you forever, especially those that we name either aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. We give thanks for Stephen, deacon and martyr, who gave his life to tell the story of your love. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Rejoicing in your word made flesh among us, we commend these prayers to you, confident of your grace and love made known to us in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
You may now share with one another a sign of that peace. We thank you for sending in your offerings to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory, Create in Me a Clean Heart.
Supper. He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying,
covenant of my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin, do this for the remembrance of me. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Let us pray. Radiant God, with our eyes we have seen your salvation, and in the seal we have feasted on your grace. May your word take flesh in us, that we may be your holy people, revealing your glory being given to us by Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please stand as you are able and receive this blessing. The God of steadfastness and encouragement, grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. The God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of all grace, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Let us join together in our sending song, Go Tell It on the Mountain. It is number 290.
1990,